I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. An estimated 2.4 million American children travel internationally each year. To talk about preventing health issues while traveling internationally with children is Dr. Andrea Summer. She's a professor of pediatrics and director of the Pediatric Travel Clinic at MUSC. Dr. Summer, what are some of the preventative health issues that parents need to plan for when getting ready for international travel with their children?
First and foremost, it's important to make sure the child is appropriately immunized prior to travel. There are specific travel vaccines that may be recommended depending on the country that the family is planning to travel. In addition to routine vaccines, the child may require vaccines such as yellow fever or typhoid fever, for example.
And what about protecting children from diseases that can be transmitted by insects?
Yeah, there are many insect-borne diseases that can be problematic, especially with travel to tropical areas. Specifically, there are mosquito-borne diseases such as Zika, chikungunya, dengue. Of course, malaria is transmitted by way of mosquitoes. For children over 2 months of age, parents can apply the insect repellent that contains DEET. We recommend a 30% concentration, and that is safe to use. And we advise parents to place the repellent on exposed skin, and they may also treat clothing with permethrin to repel mosquitoes and ticks.
And what are some of the biggest health issues that come into play for children who are traveling internationally?
One of the more important medical issues that can arise is traveler's diarrhea, and it can impact up to 30 to 50% of children traveling, depending on the destination. Young children in particular are at high risk of dehydration with a diarrheal illness, and we advise them to take extra caution to have rehydration salts or to travel with Pedialyte powder so that they can appropriately hydrate the child should they develop traveler's diarrhea.
What can parents do to try their best to prevent traveler's diarrhea?
We advise families to boil it, peel it, cook it, or forget it. That means no raw vegetables. Only cooked vegetables are safe. We want food to be steaming hot when it's served, and we only recommend fruits that can be peeled, those with a good thick peeling, like bananas, pineapple, or mangoes. It's important to consume only bottled water. Another option is boiled water if you're staying in a private home where you have that option.
We've been hearing a lot in the U.S. and elsewhere about measles outbreaks. What do we need to know to keep our children safe?
There are now new recommendations for measles vaccination for young children. Any child between the ages of 6 and 12 months traveling out of the country should receive one dose of measles vaccine. For children over 12 months of age, two doses of the vaccination are recommended prior to travel.
Any other precautions we need to keep in mind while traveling?
We talk a lot about infectious diseases, but actually motor vehicle crashes and drownings are the most common causes of deaths in children who are traveling. So we advise parents to make sure they use seat belts, car seats, and life preservers when doing activities.
Dr. Summer, thanks for providing information about international travel and keeping kids safe.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.